بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned whatever we speak, whatever words a person says he speaks, angels are recording every single statement we are making. Every single letter, every single word that we utter, angels are immediately writing whatever we are saying. There was a very great muhaddith by the name of Muhaddith As-Sukkari. His name, his agnomen was Abu Hamza. His name was Muhammad bin Maimun. The Arabs generally, they call the person by his agnomen, his kunya, Abu Fulan, Abu Muhammad, Abu Huraira. So this person was not known by his agnomen Abu Hamza, not even by his real name Muhammad bin Maimun, but more with Muhaddith As-Sukkari. As-Sukkari from Sukkar. Sukkar means sugar in Arabic. So generally when a person would deal in some type of business, then he would be attributed to that particular business. Or from the land he came, Afriqi, we come from Africa. Amriki from America, American. A Saudi from Saudi. So, As-Sukkari, why was he called As-Sukkari? Sukkar means sugar, something which is very sweet. People then, somebody inquired, why was he known as As-Sukkari? And people would only say, Muhaddith As-Sukkari. If somebody said, you know Abu Hamza? He said, I do not know who's Abu Hamza. But Muhaddith As-Sukkari, yes, there's Muhaddith As-Sukkari. It was because لِحَلَاوَةِ كَلَامِهِ وَمُعَامَلَتِهِ The sweetness of his tongue, as though his words were dipped in honey and sugar and then presented to the people. It's a month of Ramadan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me first, give you also the tawfiq of making our tongue sweet. And even with his enemies also. So somebody said, your enemy also, why are you being so sweet and so kind and so polite? So he said this verse which he recited, مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ Whatever a person speaks, whatever he says, an angel or angels record whatever statement he is making. It is because of this that I'm being very polite and very sweet. Even in his dealings, there's an incident that he had a simple home, a very simple person, very pious, very simple. Obviously, after some pressure, perhaps from his wife and children, like how we also sometimes, he say, no, let's go find a better house, maybe next to the beach, beachfront, or we go stay in Amshlanga or Lalusha, or somewhere else now. So, first he was reluctant, but of course after family pressure, he decided now to sell his house and relocate. So he puts a board outside his house for sale with his contact details. Somebody comes and is prepared to purchase his house for about 20,000 dirhams. But when the people, his community, when they came to know, they go to him and they plead to him, please don't sell your house. He said, no, I haven't made the deal as yet, but I'm interested. I got a nice buyer, 20,000. Why are you leaving? He said, no, family asked me now, let's relocate. We're staying here for long. They said, but now you're going to go somewhere far, as though you're going to some Kabristan. You'll be away from everybody. So they come up with 40,000 dirhams. And he presents this to him as a gift, not to purchase his house. But they plead to him that please do not sell your house. We give you 40,000 dirhams. So he asks, why are you doing this? Why are you giving me 40,000 dirhams a gift and you pleading to me not to leave? He says, if you leave here, what will we do? We love you so dearly, we will not be able to get a neighbor like you. A neighbor like you, impossible to get again. So they convince him not to go. So again, it was because of the sweetness of his tongue and his mu'amalat that people loved him and they did not want to even spare his absence and let him go away from there. They wanted him to remain with them in their community. Like Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, when he was planning to leave Makkah because of the trials and tribulations, so Ibn Daghina was a disbeliever, but he was a friend of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. He respected Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. He makes one statement. He says, Misluka la yakhruj wa la yukhruj. Person like of your caliber, he won't come out of his community. Nor will he be driven out of his community. Because you're so likable, people love you. You're such a nice person, you've got such akhlaq. May Allah make us with that. That when we leave this world also, people begin to miss us. And even if you leave the community, people must miss us. And then, Hazrat Muftaqi Usmani Saab has mentioned one incident. In 1967, he had made Hajj with his father, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Saab, rahmatullahi alayhi, was the Grand Mufti of Pakistan. So Mufti Taqi Saab writes, he says, in our group, there was one person from Karachi, he comes, he says, Hazrat, oh, what a thing I saw today. So what did you see? He said, it was very strange. I couldn't believe my eyes. And it never happened before. I never saw it anywhere else, even in Karachi, but I saw it today here. What is it? He said, I was seeing a person, he went to buy some material, some dafa material. The kurta material, dafa we have, shiaka and all this. So he says, I asked the person how much, and he gave me the price at that time. So he said, I want the whole bale. So he said, about 150 riyals. So this person was ready to buy this dafa material from this owner of this shop. But the person says, you sure you want it? He said, yes, I want it. And I'm prepared, there's the money, I'm giving you cash. He said, no, no, what you do? You see that shop in front? Go there and purchase it from there. So he's saying, why? What's the reason? He said, see, from the morning till now, alhamdulillah, I have done sufficient business. And I'm happy. But that man, my neighbor, I'm watching from the morning, he's got no customers whatsoever. So go there and you buy it from him, at least he'll also get some rosy. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, all of us tawfiq. This Ramadan must be a turning point in our life, in our spiritual life. These are things that we might treat as insignificant and small, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's very, very great. This builds our akhlaq. Our main focus today, inshallah, control of our tongue, that our tongues be sweet, and our actions and dealing be sweet. We will be tested, especially whilst we're fasting. Suddenly we'll snap, we'll become angry, somebody will say something. We just have to control ourselves. Allah give me tawfiq first and all of us, inshallah, to practice on this. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.